Even at a very early age, while he is still filled with plans for the future, a person can fall ill and die. Millions of people in our time die while still young from cancer or similar incurable diseases. There are many viruses for which no cure has yet been found. And a tiny virus is enough to end a person's life. Nobody can ever be certain that he will not one day fall prey to such a disease. For instance, one of the vessels in the brain can burst for no good reason. This little mark you see on this X-ray shows a vessel that has done just that. Such a burst in the brain can do terrible damage. Increasing blood pressure kills the brain cells, and the individual may spend what remains of his life crippled, paralyzed, or mentally handicapped. For instance, Jeremy Clive, the Cambridge University law student in this picture, had great plans for the future. One day, however, he was suddenly taken ill and collapsed while working in his professor's room. He was immediately taken to hospital. One of the vessels in his brain had ruptured, and he had suffered a severe stroke. The doctors operated at once, but he suffered severe brain damage, short-term memory. His academic career and dreams of becoming a lawyer all came to an end. He now forgot everything he saw and heard within 5 minutes. He was therefore obliged to tape everything he did. He even had to listen to a tape to tell him whether he had just had something to eat or not. From planning to be a successful lawyer, he suddenly turned into someone who was so helpless he could not remember what he had done 5 minutes previously, in need of constant care and attention. This picture is of 21-year-old Henri de Lotbinière. At the time it was taken, he was a successful university student. By the age of 42, he was a successful businessman, the father of two children. One morning, he felt a numbness in his face. When he went to the doctor, he learned he had cancer in the left side of his face. The cancer soon blinded him in the left eye. Toshigo Sozaki from Japan was a happily married, successful businesswoman. One day, however, she was taken ill and suffered damage to one part of her brain. A self-confident and wealthy businesswoman one day, her illness left her mentally handicapped the next. She was unable to meet even her most basic needs. Since she had lost all her memory, the career she had worked for all her life no longer held any meaning. In the face of these facts, a person must consider how meaningless passionate attachment to the life of this world is. He must realize that the things he possesses have actually been given to him temporarily, to test him, It is God who created man, and it is only Him who can protect him from all danger. If He so chooses, God can give sickness to and damage the human body in such a manner as to remind man how helpless he is. This is because the world is a place of trial created by God. In that test, those who behave pleasingly in the sight of God and exhibit the kind of morality He has commanded will win the right to infinite life in paradise. The haughty and those who prefer a few dozen years in this world to infinite life in the next will be unable to avoid trials, helplessness, and woes in the hereafter. Sickness is not the only peril lying in wait in the life of this world. A person can die or be crippled in an accident. Newspapers report dozens of accidents every day. Before they lost their lives, the people in those stories never imagined that they were soon to die. Full of plans for the future and caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life, they ended up dying in an accident. And it is very probable that among those watching this film, there will be young people or people who will die at a totally unexpected moment. You yourself could be one of them. This film may be your final warning to remind you of death and lead you to think about the hereafter. The helplessness that people encounter in their daily lives is nothing less than proof of the imperfect and transitory nature of the life of this world. This body needs to be constantly cleaned, fed, and cared for. People who consider themselves very beautiful or handsome, and who grow full of pride as a result, do not look at all good when they get up in the morning. A great many people regard these defects we have listed as quite normal. They do not wonder why they have been created so powerless and imperfect, in need of care and cleaning. Yet had God so wished, man would have had none of this weakness and imperfection. Other living things are not actually as needy as man. Flowers, for instance, are always perfectly clean and delightfully perfumed, and have no concept of looking after themselves, despite having emerged from the muddy soil. If God so wished, man could also be as clean as a flower at every moment of his life. Or else he might never fall ill, never experience pain and suffering. Yet man has deliberately been created imperfect, weak, and in need of care, in order that he should recognize his own helplessness. Everything in this world, created as a place of trial, is doomed to grow old, fade, and die. In Surah 57 of the Quran, God reminds us of the truth about the life of this world in these terms. Know that the life of this world is merely a game and a diversion and ostentation and a cause of boasting among yourselves and trying to outdo one another in wealth and children. Like the plant growth after rain which delights the cultivators, but then it withers and you see it turning yellow, and then it becomes broken stubble. In the hereafter there is terrible punishment, but also forgiveness from God and His good pleasure. The life of this world is nothing but the enjoyment of delusion.